Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning, Black Twitter. I'm your host, Jeannie Lauren. And today I'm going to tweet for people who never really cared about Santa Claus. You know how some parents are really intent on keeping up the charade that Santa Claus is real? And some kids, when they find out Santa Claus isn't real, get really upset? Yeah, that wasn't me. I didn't actually hear someone say the words Santa Claus isn't real until I was in like fourth grade. And by then I was just like, okay, but I'm still getting these presents, right? This gravy train of toys and clothes isn't coming to a stop just because there's no Santa, is it? Well, all right. And then I kept getting presents up through high school, so Santa Schmanta, who cares? Anywho, speaking of gift giving, I would like to announce Jeannie's holiday wish list. I'll be giving away one of my favorite things to a lucky Tea Time fan every Friday. In order to win, all you have to do is subscribe to the YouTube channel or go to goodmorningblacktwitter.com and subscribe for the newsletter. And if you want to increase your chances of winning, subscribe to both. Each Friday, I'll pull a name out of my trusty, rusty Santa boot and announce the winner. Now, this week's wish list prize is House Urban Lip Glides. You might recall that House Urban was the very first friends of the show back when we kicked off in August. It's a complete skincare line that you can check out at houseurban.com, and this Friday, I'll be giving away the Lyrical Lemon Lip Glide. Listen, as someone with big lips, I know a good lip balm, and when I tell you that this lip glide is sex, and it's unisex. That means whether you're a man, woman, boy, girl, or anything in between, this lip glide could be for you. So if you want to win it, be sure to subscribe. And if you've already subscribed to either the newsletter or the YouTube channel, or both, you're already in the running. Okay, now that that's out the way, y'all, can we talk for a minute? I just want to know your name. Just playing. But there's this recurring conversation going on my timeline and this theme that I'm seeing that I kind of want to address. Unfortunately, it's this idea that people from marginalized groups are expected to be inherently woke. That idea is bullshit. I've seen this idea come up in two instances. The first being rapper Young M.A. You know Young M.A., right? It's okay if you don't, because I don't really know Young M.A. either, but don't worry about it. We'll get through it. Basically, Young M.A. is a rapper who's also a lesbian who presents very masculine. Like, if her facial features were a little bit different and her voice were a little bit deeper, people would just automatically think that she was a man. Now, there's a lot of talk about the fact that Young M.A.'s lyrics are laced with misogyny. That's fair. Some of it is also couched in this idea that Young M.A. shouldn't have misogynistic lyrics because she's a gay woman. That's not fair. Nothing about being a woman or being gay makes Young M.A. any more woke than the next person. It doesn't make you an automatic feminist. Just like there are Black people who are white supremacists, there are women who are misogynists and gay women who are misogynists. And you know what? I'm not gay, but I guarantee you there are gay people who are homophobes. I can't say I know any, but I would put $5 on it right now. Let me get my wallet out my purse. The other example I've seen of this is with rapper Young Thug. You remember Young Thug, the rapper who wore a dress on the cover of his mixtape? That dude. Well, a lot of people defended Young Thug wearing this dress on his mixtape, including yours truly. Roll that beautiful bean footage. I probably won't listen to this Young Thug album, but I hope it does well. I hope it does numbers, if for nothing else, to piss off all the haters. That was from episode 8, by the way, if you want to see the rest of what I said. So, after getting support for wearing a dress on the cover of his mixtape back in August, Young Thug turned around and did some very harmful, misogynistic things towards two women in an airport on camera. Roll tape.
These two acts are so rude.
You need to get me off the camera and step away from this.
These two acts are so rude. They peasants. They saying they manager on the way. I don't want to talk to the manager. Y'all acts.
Now, I don't know about your timeline, but on my timeline, a lot was being said about black women praising Young Thug. Meanwhile, it turns out he's a misogynist, right? I'm not even going to talk about that. Not even going to go there. What I do want to underline is that this is yet another person who seems to, at the very least, be playing with gender a little bit. And it turns out that he, too, is a misogynist. How does this keep happening? Well, the answer is identity can't save you. Identifying as a black person can't save you from being a white supremacist. Identifying as a woman can't save you from being a misogynist. Identifying as a gay person can't save you from being a homophobe. Identity will not save us. Demographics will not save us. White supremacist patriarchy uses every single one of us to keep it going. White people, black people, men, women, boys, girls, trans, cis, queer, straight, everything in between. It uses all of us. By the way, this is why it's not good enough to just have more black people in the room, or more gay people in the room, or more genderqueer people in the room. You can't just have the identity quota and fill the seats. You need people who actually have progressive values and progressive ideas also in those spaces. Otherwise, we just wind up with, like, gay Uncle Ruckus. And by the way, expecting the most marginalized amongst us to also be the most woke is actually really dehumanizing. It puts the onus on those people to prove their value by placing the burden of morality at their feet. Meanwhile, they're just like everyone else. They're learning the same bigoted ideas as the rest of us because that's what our institutions were set up to do. I know this personally as a black woman. I watch white women get to do whatever they please and be free. Meanwhile, black women have to be this pious, pure, sanctimonious queens to get respect from anybody, including black men. Quite frankly, it's bullshit. If we're gonna get anywhere, we have to start with the understanding that everyone has to unlearn the bigotry that we learned. That's not to say you have to support these people in the harmful things that they say and do. I personally try to never give my coins to bigots. But that is to say it's not right to have higher moral expectations of them than you would yourself. How do you feel about it? Do you find yourself holding marginalized people to a higher standard? Are you from a marginalized community and find yourself being expected to be woke and knowledgeable? Get at me in the comments on goodmorningblacktwitter.com or tweet me at GMBTShow. I'd love to hear from you. Let's get on over this hump, shall we? Have a good morning, Black Twitter.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.